Hi everyone, welcome back. Let's continue our discussion of adjusting entries, specifically deferrals. And let's just go ahead right to the next slide and let's do a quick little review. Remember what a deferral is. It's a transaction where the cash is either received or paid before the revenue or expense is recorded. Good way to think about it. It's a transaction where the exchange of cash happens before the action. The action, of course, being the recording of the revenue or expense. We're looking specifically at deferred expenses, also called prepaid expenses. And remember what these are. These are when the company pays for an expense item in advance. This prepayment is recorded as an asset. It's not an expense. It's an asset on the balance sheet. It doesn't become an expense until this asset is actually used up. When it gets used up, we then transfer it off of the balance sheet onto the income statement as an expense. We've already seen one example, prepaid insurance. Let's look at a couple of other examples. Go to the next slide with me. And let's go back to our website problem, example one. And let's look at case B. It says that on July 31st, 1999, XYZ Company paid $12,000 representing 1 year's rent on a warehouse. Now, before we can even worry about making an adjusting entry, let's just go ahead and make the basic old journal entry to record the prepayment of the 1 year's rent. July 31st, this is the entry we'd make. We'll debit the prepaid rent account and credit cash for the $12,000 that was spent. And what kind of account is prepaid rent? You should be able to tell me. Now, these prepayments are asset accounts. Cash is, of course, an asset account. So in this transaction, we have two assets, one going up, one going down. So the overall effect on the financial statements, nothing. There's no income statement accounts. There's no revenues or expenses, hence no effect on the income statement. We do have two assets affected, one going up, prepaid rent, the other going down, cash, net to no effect on the assets, and of course there's no liabilities or equity. They're also unaffected. So they have no effect all the way across the board for this transaction. Now, of course, we should recognize that we're going to need an adjusting entry at December 31st related to the prepaid rent because some of it will have gotten used up, and we're going to have to account for that. But before we can worry about what the adjusting entry is, we need to figure out, well, how much of the prepaid rent has actually been used. Go to the next slide with me and let's do that calculation. It's going to be a very similar set of procedures to what we did with the prepaid insurance. We know that the prepayment was $12,000 and it covered 1 year, which consists of 12 months. So we take the $12,000, divide by the 12 months, we're using up $1,000 per month of this prepaid rent. Now we simply have to count on our fingers. How many months have we used up? The prepayment was made July 31st, so August, September, October, November, December. We've used up 5 months. Note, we don't count July, right? Because July was purchased on the 31st, so nothing was actually used in that month. 5 months used up at $1,000 a month tells us we have used up $5,000 of the prepaid rent. Note, the reason we need an adjusting entry, this $5,000 must be transferred to the income statement as an expense, and we need to record the reduction of the prepaid asset, in this case, the prepaid rent. All that's accomplished using an adjusting entry. Now that we know this, let's go to the next slide and let's make the adjusting entry. One that I think we should be able to do. We'll debit the rent expense for what has been used up and credit the prepaid rent to reduce it, to reflect the fact that $5,000 of it has gone and been used. Now, what kind of account is prepaid rent? You should be able to answer that one for me. That's an asset. And of course we know rent expense is an expense account. So we have an asset and an expense affected. How will this impact our financial statements? Well, we should know that expenses are going up. We've now recorded an expense that we didn't have yesterday. Increasing expenses, of course, reduces net income, which in turn reduces equity, specifically retained earnings. To balance out the balance sheet, we also have to indicate a reduction in assets, a reduction of the prepaid rent for what was used up. Very similar to what we've seen already with prepaid insurance. Let's go to the next slide. The third example of a prepaid expense, a deferred expense, that we want to talk about are supplies. When purchased, supplies are classified as an asset. We learned previously, specifically, supplies are considered a current asset. However, just like the prepaid rent and the prepaid insurance before it, when the supplies get used up, they then become an expense, specifically supplies expense. So the using up of an asset, just like before, always becomes an expense. An important tip when dealing with supplies, this I think will help you make your life a little bit easier, because you always see these questions pop up on exams. When dealing with supplies, to figure out how much has been used up, to figure out the amount of supplies expense, always draw a T account. And we can see this by going to the next slide. And here we can see a T account for supplies. Enter in your beginning balance. It's an asset, so the beginning balance is, of course, on the debit side. Well, we know that supplies go up, they increase when we purchase them. You have more supplies when you go out and you purchase supplies. The account supplies, the asset decreases when they get used up. That's our supplies expense, the using up of this asset. That reduces how much in supplies we have. That, of course, will allow us to figure out our ending balance, also on the debit side. It's an asset account, the normal balance on the debit side. I think if you know this T account and are able to work it, I think you'll find that that'll answer a couple of questions for you on the exam and make your life a little bit easier. Let's go to the next slide with me, and let's go back to our website problems, and let's look at case C. And here's the information we're given. January 1st, 1999, we have $10,000 of supplies on hand. During 1999, we purchased supplies for $25,000. And then at the end of the year, we went into our storeroom and we counted. And we had $9,500 of supplies available. Now, before we worry about using the T account and doing the adjusting entry, let's record the basic entry for the purchase of supplies that were made during the year. To purchase supplies, well, that's simply a debit to the supplies account and a credit to the cash account. Just something I think we've already seen when you go out and you buy supplies. Debit supplies, credit cash. At the end of 1999, however, we're going to need to figure out how much supplies have been used up, because that's what needs to be transferred to the income statement as an expense through our adjusting journal entry. So we need to figure out how much was used. Let's do that with our T account. Let's go to the next slide and take a look at how to do that. There's our T account again. Enter in the beginning balance, given $10,000. Enter in the ending balance, given $9,500. Well, they also tell us how much of supplies were purchased. Enter that in, $25,000. This is going to enable us to solve for our supplies used. Think of it as X. Set up the algebra equation. Beginning of 10,000 plus the increase of 25 minus the decrease, what was used up, the X, equals 9,500, the ending balance. Do the algebra. Solving for X, supplies used, or supplies expense, $25,500. And once we know that, let's go to the next slide and let's make our adjusting entry. Similar adjusting entry to what we've seen for the prepaid insurance and the prepaid rent. Debit the supplies expense, record the expense of the asset that has been used up, 25.5, and credit the asset account itself to reduce it. Reflect the fact that we no longer have those supplies available. Debit the expense, credit the asset. Now we know supplies expense is an expense account, and supplies is an asset account. So we can determine the effects of that adjusting entry. Increase expenses, which causes a decrease in income, and of course that causes a decrease in equity, retained earnings. And we balance out the balance sheet with a decrease in the assets, the decrease to supplies. And so hopefully you've kind of noticed with these deferred expenses, we've seen three different examples, but they all pretty much follow the exact same pattern. Let's go to the last slide and wrap this up. And I'd like to wrap it up with a little review question for you. And I'd like you to take a moment before I give you the answer and see if you can answer it to yourself. It says the trial balance shows supplies of $1,350 and supplies expense of zero. If we actually go into the storeroom and we count that there are $750 of supplies in the storeroom on hand, what would be the appropriate adjusting journal entry? I want you to pause me. I want you to take just a couple of minutes, and I want you to write it in. And then when you've done it, I want you to unpause me, and we'll continue. And we'll look at what that adjusting journal entry is. So I assume that you've paused me, and you've written out your adjustment, and you've come back, and let's look at it together. We need to reflect the fact that some of the supplies have been used up. To do that, we debit the supplies expense, and we credit the supplies. Just like we saw in the previous slide. How much was used? Well, it was $600, right? We started with $1,350. We went in and counted $750 left. The difference is what was used up, or $600. The key point here, the balance in the supplies is what is left after the adjustment. $750 is left. That's the asset. That's what's in the supplies account. The amount used up, or the $600, is what was transferred to the income statement as an expense.